Armadoxy for today, the Advent series. Merry Christmas. On this day of the Advent journey, we encounter Christmas. December 25th is widely accepted as the day of Christmas. For us, we will continue in the period of Advent, considering our target is January 6th, the Theophany. Tragically, no one can say with certainty what the feast of Christmas is all about. For some, it is the birthday of Jesus. For others, it is purely a secular holiday with holly leaves and beautiful ornaments. And between the religious and the secular celebration, there are many different degrees and categories of the festival. Some agree that it is Jesus' birthday, but it's not necessarily tied with any religious significance. That is, Jesus was a good man, nothing more. Others define themselves as Christian because of this day. They decorate a tree and attend a Christmas service. Indeed, there are many different degrees and categories of the festival. And every one of those expressions can argue on legitimate grounds that they are celebrating Christmas. We are content to call today Christmas. In contrast, the name we use to express the holiday is Ostvazahaydnutyun, which literally means God's revelation or theophany, and it explains the position of the church. It is for the theophany that we are preparing ourselves on this Advent journey. The creator of the universe, the author of life, is revealed in our midst. And while we officially recognize the original date, January 6th, as the date of celebrating the theophany, as Christians, we must be ready, willing, and able to celebrate the revelation of God every single day. January 6th, 7th, and 8th, February 11th, 12th, and 13th, April 14th, 15th, and 16th, and every day and every opportunity we have to proclaim our joy and thankfulness for the life we enjoy through Jesus Christ. It is for this reason we are on this Advent journey, so that when we arrive at January 6th, we understand the essential teachings of Jesus and apply them to our life every day that we breathe and every day that we have life. Merry Christmas, today and tomorrow. Celebrate the birth and enter now into the 12 days of Christmas to January 6th. Far from pipers piping, lords a-leaping, maidens milking, and a partridge in a pear tree, these 12 days will conclude for you the study of the essential teachings of Jesus, so that, as promised, on January 6th, when you say Christ is born and revealed, the words will have meaning for your life and the world you touch with your love. Here is a Christmas wish for you and our world. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas, and the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.